What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkie's back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com. To join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday, June 30th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Looks like you got some new sweatpants.
No, these are not new, believe me.
Well, you just never wear them here.
I know.
I usually wear the same pants
yeah, the black,
day after day.
The black Under Armour. Now I got the silver Under Armour.
Yeah, so you can mix it in.
Yes, sir.
And look who's back. It's John Martin Auville.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you know
I'm
him
back.
As Cakes.
Cakes is back. He's happy.
Back.
He's happy to be back.
It's just a temporary way station until I take another trip and I'm back on an airplane on Thursday on my way out to Vegas. So I'm just back here in the DMV.
What time is your flight on Thursday?
It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 3 p.m.
That's right.
That would be for the World Series of Poker?
That would be, yes.
When are the cards dealt for you?
I'm not sure whether I'm playing on July 4th or July 5th at this point. It's still to be determined. So I'll figure that out as I go. A lot of this trip has been touch and feel as far as like my accommodations and things of that nature. So I'll figure out when I'm playing probably when I land in Vegas.
Looks like you saw your guy Tony maybe over the weekend. Isn't it Tony?
JP, my personal stylist. He's offended at this point. Jonathan.
Jonathan. Why did I think it was Tony?
I don't know.
EB's guy?
It could be. It's possible.
But you definitely got the beard trimmed.
No, I did this myself before I went on the trip to San Diego with my wife.
Okay.
So I did a touch up on my own before the trip because I was getting a little patchy and mangy.
Yes.
Looking over here.
Yes, I saw some pictures. It looks like you had a fantastic time.
Had a great time.
Saw a lot of animals.
Did see a lot of animals on the trip.
Lots of zoo trips.
Zoo trips, yep. Safari park trips, harbor tours. We basically hit all the stops in San Diego, including my triumphant return after many, many years to La Jolla, California.
La Jolla.
Which is a beautiful spot on the planet.
And you found a restaurant on the water, I'm sure.
Actually, in La Jolla, we did not dine there. We just went for a quick walk on the water and see some sea lions. And before we took our flight back yesterday evening,
for those that don't understand the callback, years ago we had a trip to San Diego and we stopped in La Jolla.
We did, yes.
And when we were driving to La Jolla, I can't remember who was driving.
Here's what happened: we were in like a hotel lobby. That now this is back when you still had like maps, like real like paper maps, instead of like this predated like MapQuest, I think.
Yeah.
When I saw La Jolla on the map, I saw it spelled out as LAJOLLA. I just had a brain fart and didn't realize
that
La Jolla and La Jolla were both the same. They were the same.
I recall it as a street sign, but you're probably right. Yeah. I just know that you saw something.
I did.
And you said it in front of the other people. And that's what makes you Joan worthy.
I wasn't very worldly or cultured and didn't realize that La Jolla was spelled that way. And it's a 20-plus year running joke. But no, I had a great time. My wife and I had an amazing time. The weather in San Diego, by the way, every day it's exactly the same. It's between 70 and 75 degrees, zero humidity, zero rain. And it's amazing. I can understand why people want to live there and pay $5.50 for gas.
Yeah,
and pay the outrageous
taxes.
And
the taxes, right.
But I get it. When you're out there, you understand why. Also went to the Nats game where they scored zero runs.
Yeah.
That was a fun Nats game.
Yeah, we were talking about you that day.
That was a fun Nats game to sit in and watch. But it was a good time to go to Petco. Obviously, never been there before.
And the seats were good?
Well, they were like, if 15 rows up behind home plate is good.
That's pretty good.
That's what my seats were.
Damn, so, I watched the game, and I didn't see you. But I didn't think to look for you.
Well, I mean,
I'm sure you were on camera.
You can generally see 8 or 10 rows up. I don't know if you can see quite where we were sitting.
Right. Yeah, you're probably right.
But they were fantastic seats. Thanks to my man, RJ. RJ made it happen. Fine people at Odyssey San Diego.
And you came back.
Came back
last night.
Now, it's poor planning on my part.
Coming back on a Sunday from the West Coast.
I generally like, when I take trips, I like to have a full day buffer before I come back to work.
Right.
Yesterday didn't have that. So if I'm a little off kilter today, that'll be my excuse. Also my excuse for borrowing Drab's headphones today because I somehow left mine at home. So thank you, Drabby. Appreciate that.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, it happens sometimes.
Well, good to have you back. You went to a baseball game all the way in San Diego.
I did.
I don't think you've been to one here this season.
No, incorrect. I have been to
You did go to a game?
I have been to a Nats game here. It was for a client meetup and schmooze.
Okay.
That's right. So, but
you're trying to sully my reputation. I have been to a Nats game here at Nats Park and one at Petco Park.
I really wanted to point out that the Savannah Bananas played here, I believe, over the weekend.
I saw that they were here in town.
I just saw Chris Farley.
Yeah.
That guy hits all the big local events.
He does.
With his kids.
Loves them.
Out to see the Bananas. That was the return of Wilson Ramos.
Let me guess. Mm-hmm. Place was sold out and jumping.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Of course, that's what the Bananas do.
Probably double the amount of people that have come to a Nats game this year.
Easily.
And I'm guessing more action than what James Wood got yesterday. James Wood was intentionally walked four times.
I did
yesterday.
See that.
Yep. First since Barry Bonds.
And no, I did not hit the 50-50 at Petco Park, in case you're wondering. By the way, the prices for the 50-50 out west, a little outrageous. Just five numbers for $20. I mean, if I had to go for 40 numbers, that's $40. And that's getting a little too steep.
I actually played a 50-50 ball over the weekend.
Good for you.
Let me guess. Not at a game.
You didn't win.
Didn't win. Actually, I could have won.
Okay.
But I thought that it would be tainted.
Ah.
It was at the swim meet. I'm the swim meet announcer. Yeah. I bought $5 worth of tickets.
Yeah.
I think the pot was a whopping $180.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, $90. Nice. So it was only $180 in the kitty.
Gotcha.
And I pulled my ticket and was like, nah, I can't win.
I was a little disappointed with the tote at Petco Park. I think it was like $13,000.
Mm.
Place is pretty full, too. People just didn't want to spend their money.
Well, they spend too much money on taxes.
I guess so.
They don't have any money.
That could be a part of
it. For the fitty-fitty.
Yeah.
What was the hotel like? Was the hotel nice?
Hotel was nice.
Yeah.
Little boutique hotel in the middle of the city.
Middle of downtown.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, 30th anniversary,
and I know
right?
I know the weather was spectacular. It was probably 75 every day.
I don't know. It was between 70 and 75 every single day. No humidity whatsoever. And no rain.
No rain. Zippy.
I mean, it's a freaking desert. They don't get any rain.
It's near the ocean. It's pretty close to the ocean.
Right.
Not necessarily the desert.
Well, actually, I learned on my harbor tour, it is a desert. What keeps it from being a full-blown desert is the silly marine layer that comes in every day. You don't know about the marine layer out in San Diego. I now know these things.
Look at you flexing your knowledge.
I didn't live there for a year. You're right. I didn't know about that.
I am a cultured person now.
Yeah. Ooh, he came back at you. That's right.
Well, I mean, you forgot about that.
No, I did remember that you had a stint in a JUCO in
Cali.
Well,
it's good to have you back. Short week, because it's July 4th week.
Hey, at least you'll remember that he was off last week.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear? Was he here then?
No, Cakes didn't hear.
Oh, Bickle. So when JP was out for the week in the Outer Banks, it was me, you, and Bickle.
Right. That was the threesome.
All right. The next Monday, when you were gone, JP was back.
Okay.
Bickle said, he asked me, he said, were you out last week?
Okay.
I said, no. It was me, you, and Cakes for a whole week doing a show.
Yeah.
He goes, I can't remember. He couldn't remember that you were here and JP was gone.
I mean, his brain is Swiss cheese.
Oh,
are you surprised that he can't remember who he was doing the show with?
I was kind of surprised by that.
Yeah.
5 days with us, and he forgot about it.
Not too shocking.
Yeah.
I like the new Surfside Sweaty.
Yeah, thank you to our friend Bobby Balicki. Got the brand new Surfside gear. Got a brand new Surfside cooler to take to the beach with me. You guys have Surfside golf balls. Got Surfside
Thank you, Bobby B.
It's very nice. So thank you. Appreciate that.
I was telling Cakes I'm slightly jealous of the sweatshirt because golf balls are nice, but I eventually will lose them.
Sure. We'll just reach out to our friend Bobby B. He'll take care of you.
Yeah.
He'll hook you up.
I don't like hitting the well too often.
He'll get you the swag.
So any other highlights? You saw a koala and a seal. That's all I really saw.
Saw a lot of animals. So many animals. I mean, we spent 7 hours at the zoo the first day, then 5 hours at the zoo at the safari park the next day. Yeah, a lot of animals seen on the trip.
7 hours at a zoo?
Yeah.
Isn't that
What's the San Diego Zoo? It's world famous.
I understand that, but seven hours walking around
that
place?
I think it was around 7 hours. It's a long haul.
It's a long time to look at a bunch of camels.
Amy gets sized.
She gets butt sized.
Amy is an animal person.
Definitely an animal lover.
I know. But I've been there, believe me. But yeah. I wasn't there for 7 hours. Walk around for about an hour and say, all right, seen enough.
7 hours might have been, maybe 6.5, but it was a long day.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you back, bro.
Good to be back for like 5 minutes.
And Bickle is in Dallas.
Yes, correct.
And next week when he's back, I'm going to ask him, were you here last week?
Yeah, you got to ask those things.
I thought I saw you.
As always, you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can always hit us up at 1-800-636-1067. That's the number for our Lido Pizza text line. Lido Pizza is a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can also hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll talk to our pal Neil Greenberg later in the show. Washington Post columnist. He'll jump on at 8:45 here on The Junkies.